The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Hello, Kat. Hello, Stephen.
Happy Friday. How you doing?
Oh, Happy Friday. I see what you did there,
and I enjoyed it.
Oh, how can you not feel good? Well, you know, I'm looking into the horizon.
Yeah.
And all I see is 2 days off, baby. Ooh. Let's get it. Come on now.
Indeed. Good morning, and we've got a special treat. Jared. Hello, Jared. How are you?
Hello. Special treat right here.
Yeah. And you know what? It's very nice of you as well to do yourself up in like a little present bow for us. Oh. You know, it's very stylish.
Nothing on but the bow.
Yeah, that's it.
And it is a feel-good Friday, isn't
and
it?
And the radio. Come on now. Indeed. How are you today, Jared? You having a good one?
I'm good.
Big plans for the weekend?
I'm in here tomorrow.
Oh,
so
good.
Nothing better.
Everyone lucky. That's all right. Kat, you're in on the weekend too.
I will be here with Jared.
I'll see you there, Kat.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a great time.
It is. You guys will be high-fiving in the hallway and stuff, which is awesome.
Oh, I'm going camping again this weekend. I wish I was here.
Yeah.
You guys.
I'm missing out as well. But that's all right. Well, you've got us today. That's all good. Happy Friday, everyone. Of course, we're going to do a bit of a local news catch-up in just a few minutes, find out a little bit more about what's going on locally, around locally. So that's not too far off here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five.
This feels like deja vu, speaking about this police operation in Swansea for a second day. But what's going on here, Jared?
It's insane, isn't it? It's, I think as of 5 o'clock, it's hit the 40-hour mark.
Wow.
And you've got to think about the police in this situation as well. Like, that just must be...
Surely they're tagging in and out.
I was going to say.
The whole stint.
I think
the union would be onto them if they hadn't rotated staff.
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
At least once, you know. 20 hours in a row is already a lot.
Yeah, so the long-running operation, it began at about 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. Heavily armed tactical squads surrounding the property on Lake Road, as they still continue to do this morning. Police have been trying to negotiate with the man inside who's refusing to come out. So as that continues, the roadblocks remain in place as the negotiating continues.
Must be so stressful for everyone involved.
Yeah, and like, the neighbours as well, because they're being told to stay inside. So staying inside for 40 hours is...
have they confirmed he's in there? Imagine they're sitting there for 40 hours waiting for him. He's down the shops or something.
Like, he's gone on holiday. He's just left like, his lights on. I think he probably is in there. I think he is, all jokes aside.
Yeah.
All I hope for is a peaceful outcome.
Absolutely.
That's all you hope for, end of the day.
All right, so tell us more about this naked man that's been taken into custody.
Yeah, switching gears, a naked man's been taken into custody following a car crash at Shortland this week. So,
what?
Yeah. Officers were alerted to a number of reports in relation to a naked male driving a vehicle in the area, which then eventually collided with a tree in a street in Shortland. So, long story short, because it's a very long story.
I was going to say, there must be a hell of a story here.
The man narrowly missed colliding with officers as they were responding to the incident. Then he swiped three moving vehicles.
Right.
And then, thankfully, an Amarok Ute was heading towards him, stopped him dead in his tracks, which brought the situation to an end. So the man's been identified as a 61-year-old. He was breath tested and returned a reading in excess of 4 times the legal limit.
I won the bet. I said drunk and disorderly had to be.
That is outrageous.
Hang on, we haven't found out if he's disorderly yet.
I'm pretty sure he was disorderly. He's swiped 3 cars.
Oh, yeah.
It's not funny, but there's a photo on a police page of the incident, and in the background, I can if you squint your eyes really closely and you concentrate, you can actually see a man lying on the ground with a towel over him.
I know you're not allowed to say that's funny, but Jared, that is quite funny.
I'm sorry, but he's hilarious kind of news stories. This has almost got all of the magic ingredients.
This isn't funny, guys. It isn't, all right?
It's not.
Yeah, we're not laughing.
We're laughing at another joke we had several weeks ago. Just hangover from that. Thanks for that, Jared. Of course, full news update again at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos. New FM?
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. It is a Feel Good Friday. And if you're doing your HSC at the moment, right, and you're thinking, oh, what exams is it today? Don't worry, I've got you covered, right? Science, French, Japanese, and modern history. So if you're doing any of those and you haven't started studying, get going now. You've got a couple of hours. You'll be right.
That would have been you at school, for sure. What morning of studying, I reckon.
Yeah.
A couple of crib notes as you walk in.
Yeah, exactly. Something like
There's
that.
There's no way you were well prepared for any exam.
I was well prepared. I was actually super well prepared.
Oh, I'm sure you were. Hard to believe it. Just use all your preparation in school, are you? You're all prepped out now.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I don't do prep anymore. That's because I did it all in school. You do understand me. You do understand me.
Oh, there you go. Well, best of luck to all the kids doing their exams today. You're Absolutely. Almost done. This is the final hurdle.
Yeah.
And you just get to enjoy summer, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
So close.
And the good thing is, right, life just gets easier from here. That's what I'd say, right? If you're in school, it just gets easier and easier.
You've done the hard bit.
Yeah, exactly. Simple from now on out. That's what I'll say.
Oh, I'm not making any comment about what happens in uni.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
so much to look forward to.
I'll tell you what, uni is easier. Uni's a doddle. If you're thinking, oh, that's going to be difficult, it's not. It's way easier. All that to look forward to if you are doing your HSC and get ready for life. That's what I'll say. You're waking up with the Novos, New FM. You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM and less than 10 minutes away, your chance to win today, a family pass to Rippert Golf Broadmeadow with three of a kind. If you haven't played that before, make sure you get on this. It's going to be awesome.
Coming up after six right now, though, for your Feel Good Friday, I know everyone's been waiting. The anticipation's been building and building and building. And finally, we have the results of Fat Bear Week 2023. Yes.
I feel like this is, needs a drum roll.
Oh, we can have one if you want. There you go.
Well, hold on.
Oh, you've got a proper one?
Let's settle this down. I'm not going to give you the results just yet.
Ah, okay.
For those catching up, basically what Fat Bear Week is, it's an annual poll, online poll, of Alaska's Katmai National Park, of all their, like, grizzly bears there. So what they do is they all, like, feed themselves silly before hibernation, make sure they put on a bit of weight so that they, you know, survive the long winter.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they take photos before and after this eating period.
Yeah.
And people vote in like a finals elimination bracket to see who is the ultimate fat bear each year. So 2023, the final came down to Grazer, who's this like big female brown bear.
Okay.
And Chunk, who's a male bear, right? Came down to the final. I can reveal to you now, Crevo, with a lead of 108,000 votes compared to 23,000 votes.
Oh, so
landslide. Mm. The winner is
Fat Bear Week 2023. Everything to play for.
Went to Grazer, the big female brown bear. Now, on no one's radar was Grazer, right? A real underdog. Because she's never really been in contention in the past due to her mothering commitments.
Right.
Always had cubs, always, you know, got to feed herself and other hungry mouths. But she's a bit different for her this year. How's this quote from Naomi Boak, who's a ranger at Katmai National Park?
Mm-hmm.
Grazer is probably the best angler on the river.
Yeah, so very good at catching the fish.
Yeah, but it's also probably best known for being very aggressive, dominant female when she has cubs.
Okay.
But Grazer was single this year. She had no cubs to defend and feed, so she could just concentrate on herself and job one, which is getting fat, and she did a great job of doing that.
Oh, well, congratulations to Grazer.
She's just focused on herself this year. She's gone, you know, forget all the men.
You have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's it. She's put herself first 1 year. She's gone, forget all these men. Forget all, you know, the external noise.
All the yappity-yappity-blah-blah from all the men.
I'm going to look after myself 1 year, and you know what? It's paid off because you've taken out 2023 Fat Bear Week.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Congratulations to Grazer.
Big congratulations. Sometimes you just have to have a me year and say, I'm going to have no babies this year.
She's absolutely taken Hot Girl Summer to another level, Grazer, hasn't she?
Fantastic. What a great bit of news. What a feel-good Friday story.
And you guys love an underdog.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, congratulations, Grazer. Once again, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, we'll play this one more time, shall we? Here we go. What a great way to get your Friday going here at New FM.
This morning.
One, two, three.
On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, yes, here we go. Chance to win prizes nice and early for your Friday morning, your feel-good Friday as well. And today we've got a family pass to Rippert Golf. Now, if you don't, we're going, what's Rippert Golf? This is what it is.
You can be excused. They're pretty new.
That's
it's
right.
It's banking new, they're building, isn't it? It's in Broadmeadow.
It's right near that that fancy high-technology KFC, which is like where you can only drive through. If you've seen that with all the screens and everything. There's this brand new, it's mini putt-putt golf. They've also got the golf simulator in there as well. And it is flash, bang up to date. Hey, if you want to go for free, this is your chance. 4967 4105. Call now and play Three of a Kind. This is how it works. We give you three things, and you just have to figure out what is the theme between those three things. If you can do that nice and quick, you can score a family pass to Rippert Golf. Go for free.
That's pretty simple, isn't it, really? We make it nice and easy for your Friday morning. If I was to give you two an example, it might look something like this. You two ready to play?
Yeah, I am.
If I were to say Oreos, Tim Tam, Scotch Fingers. Oh, Kath, way quicker there.
Biscuits.
Biscuits is correct. It is super simple. So give us a call, 4967 4105. We've got the Rippert family vouchers up for grabs, plus everyone on the show today in the draw for $100 fuel cards.
Oh, you can drive there for free as well, potentially. All right, call now, 4967 4105, here at New FM.
1, 2, 3. On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple. If you haven't heard this game before, you just have to play detective and figure out what the theme is between three things that we give you. Two Novocastrians, two locals up against each other. One taking home all the bickies today. Family pass to Rippert Golf Broadmeadow. Book your Christmas parties now at Rippert with functions tailored to suit your needs. Plus, everyone on the air, just for getting on the air, you're in the draw for a $100 fuel card. How good's that?
Let's meet our contestants this morning then. Let's go first to Aberglasson. Morning, Chris. Happy Friday. How's things?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, great. Ready to roll.
Yes.
Ready to roll. That's what we love to hear. Got much planned for the weekend?
Beach, I think. Oh. Where that holds up.
Yeah, it will. Don't worry.
It's looking good.
I've looked on the radar for you. Sort of, mate. Up against Chris is Carla in Curry Curry. Good morning, Carla. How are you?
Good. How are you guys going?
Oh, never better hearing your voice.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Carla's like, stop when I'm blushing. Leave me alone. All right, so before we get into the game, we must, of course, test everyone's buzzer. You've got to remember your name is your buzzer. Chris, let's test yours first.
Chris.
Lovely.
Working.
Carla, you're next.
Carla.
All right, perfect. All right, first of two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. The first one I've got for you. Mr. Potato Head, Buzz Lightyear, Woody.
Chris.
Carla.
Chris was quickest there.
Toy Story characters.
Most certainly correct. Well done. One on the board to Chris.
Little bit of scoreboard pressure for Carla. Don't let it get to you, all right? Curry is behind you.
Don't. Yeah, she's not stressing. No, you're the only one stressing, Creamer.
Sorry. My bad.
Next one. Weber, Gasmate, Matador.
Carla.
Chris.
Carla was quickest there.
Carla.
Barbecues.
Barbecues is correct. Well done, which means on Feel Good Friday, team, we go to a tiebreaker.
Don't let this sound stress you out. That's just for dramatic effect.
Here we go. The last one for all the bickies. We've got steak and cheese, beef and mushroom, and apple.
Chris
was quickest there.
Types of pies
is correct.
He's only got it, done it. Unbelievable scenes. You've taken away a family pass to Rippert Golf Broadmeadow. Now, Carla, as our runner-up and Curry representative, ironically with the pie situation, could we get you back for Monday for another go?
Absolutely.
Yes! Winning awesome. On winning. That's what I like to hear. Winners all round. Of course, we'll play again. You can go up against Carla on Monday here at New FM.
And like you said, Cremo, the weather looks stunning this weekend, team. It looks phenomenal. So if you're going to have a barbecue, how does $100 worth of free meat sound? Thanks to our friends at Zingo's. Could be all yours in the next half hour just for helping us settle one of Australia's great debates.
I love that.
It is a fantastic weekend to go and have sausages. Sorry, I got very excited about what's coming up because we're talking festivals.
Yeah, Kath, if you haven't heard this yet, Kath loves a festival. In fact, I'm looking at working and making a new TV series, Kath, the Festival Hunter, where she just goes around hunting festivals all
I'm
around the world.
I'm actually really quite serious. I think you could do an entire podcast on festivals in Newcastle because there's always one on. It's great. But there are so many going on this weekend. Let me run you through my
food list. Okay. Give us the rundown.
Okay. I'm ready. Here we are.
So the Lake Mac Fast and Loud Festival's on at Spears Point on Sunday. This is cars and boats. What could go wrong?
What more do you want?
So the show and shine starts from about 7:30 in the morning, and then there's super boat racing happening out on the lake. Entry is free.
Boats.
I know. Oktoberfest at the grain store all weekend.
Oh, lovely.
Usual kind of fare of beer and Bavarian food. Mid-spring festival is happening at the Farmer's Wife Distillery out at Alworth. Lots of bands on out there and a whole lot of music and stuff. That one's a little bit more exy, so the ticks for that one start at $75. Newcastle Pride Fest has obviously been going for a little while.
Yeah.
The formal launch, though, is this weekend.
Lovely.
The big party happening at the Hamilton. The Dashtober Long Dog Festival.
We love this one.
Yeah, we love
this. You can't talk about this one without smiling. It's a celebration of sausage dogs happening at the Tokel Ag College on Sunday starting at 10. And my pick for the weekend.
Yeah.
A little bit of pride, a little bit of dogs, a little bit of everything. Lots and lots of great food as well. Is actually the Dog Day Festival happening at the Lass. Starts at 12 midday on Sunday. And I've got to tell you, it's awesome. There's shows, live bands, magic, food store,
magic,
a DJ, and drag and burlesque.
Magic
all
and
at the
DJ.
One end.
Oh,
I know.
Too much to deal with.
And here's the best bit, right?
There's that more.
Yeah. It's actually raising money for Dog Rescue Newcastle to build a new animal shelter.
How good
so
is
you
that?
Get to go and enjoy all of that fun and do it for a good cause.
Oh, lovely. There you go. Cat the Festival Hunter coming to your favourite podcasting app.
You know what excites me? Oktoberfest at the grain store.
Yeah.
They have such good, like, craft beers and stuff there. Yeah. I didn't even know that was on.
Now you do.
Oh, both entertaining and educational. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, lovely stuff. UFM.
Damn.
It feels good to
be. The Novos.
UFM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
It's a feel-good Friday, but it's not so good on the roads this morning. Sorry. Of course, the issues at Taro will continue and they'll be going to be like that for a week, but it's already backed up onto John Renshaw Drive. Big accidents happened at Ravensworth, though, on the New England Highway near the old New England Highway. Truck versus three cars. So it's going to take a little while to clean that one up. And, of course, this is mining peak hour past there. In fact, I just spoke to my mate who works at Mount Arthur and he just swung past it. If you take old New England Highway or Hebden Road, you should be able to get past it. Okay, guys?
I've got one word. Just one word.
Disgusting.
Disgusting indeed. And you know what? It is a feel-good Friday and I feel like there's a bit of a good cop, bad cop situation happening because you tell all the boring, bland, you know, sad news and I get to come in with $100 worth of free meat thanks to Zingos. Of course, we're going to be giving you the chance to win that next. All you got to do is solve one of Australia's great debates. It's happening tomorrow. It's got to do with your democracy sausage. The biggest debate happening this weekend.
Indeed.
In Australia wide. And of course, for helping us solve it, you can win yourself $100 worth of free meat. Thanks to Singos. Up next here on UFM.
Lovely sunny day today. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland in the Valley here at UFM.
And there's very few moments where I wish people could see us while we do this show. Mostly because normally, like, we're in our pajamas. We're not in our Sunday best. Not dressed to impress. But today, I wish people could see us doing the show because Kath is bouncing off the walls. She is so excited for, I guess you got like a degree, a doctorate in polls or something, and there's a big polling thing happening on the weekend.
Some sort of thing going on.
I think it's a referendum or something like that's happening.
There's two elections going on tomorrow. It's like I've got
it's like the Super Bowl for Kath.
And two elections because New Zealand goes to the polls and they're likely to have a change of government. So much popcorn to be eaten there. And we've got the referendum. The easiest version, most fun version of an election you will ever have because all you have to do is write yes or no. You don't have to figure out numbers. There's nothing. You just go in, yes or no, and walk out and get your democracy sausage, which is, of course, the most important part of Election Day.
That is the most important debate, of the whole weekend centres around the democracy sausage because there's a lot of controversy that's been sparked over the last couple of years of the placement of your onion in your democracy sausage.
It's got to be on top. Sorry, I'm jumping.
Calm down.
Jumping the gun.
I know this
very
is
very passionate.
Day.
There's lots of things you're passionate about on today's show, yeah. Kath. You just need to take a breather for a second.
Breathe. You got this.
Now, traditionally, the onion has been on top for your democracy sausage. But I worked at Bunnings for years, and I remember I was at Bunnings when they changed it, so it had to be underneath the sausage. It had to be at the bottom of your democracy sausage. I think it's vastly improved the quality of your sausage sizzle.
Thank you. I completely agree. Finally, somebody talking sense about onion placement.
Well, there's lots of hoo-ha about, you know, oh, it's tradition and you can't change, blah, blah, blah.
No, it's practicality. If you put the onion on the bottom, the bread gets soggy and it falls apart.
Just eat it quicker and the onion doesn't fall out everywhere.
Yeah, that's what my main issue is onion, what I call onion shrapnel, right? Which is
okay, yeah.
Which is where the onion pieces fall out and fall all over. First of all, it's like a slip hazard when it falls on the ground, right? And secondly, I don't want to lose any onion.
And it's bad enough when it falls on the ground, this onion shrapnel, as it's been termed now, but it's even worse when it's on your white shirt.
Well, yeah.
And I always wear a tuxedo when I go to vote, so this makes me even more upset, especially a bit of Tommy sauce goes on there as well. Oh, off the onion shrapnel!
Hang on. That's like a whole nother debate. So we've got bread versus bread roll, onion on the top, bottom, or no onion, controversy. Barbecue or tomato?
That's like 9 phoners there. Let's keep it nice and simple, shall
Let's
we?
Let's stick with the onion. 4967-4105, ring us up and give us the best argument of where the onion should be and why. And you've got $100 worth of meat thanks to Singo's.
Yeah, absolutely. The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. Perfect for your weekend barbecue. $100 worth of free meat plus in the draw for a $100 fuel card.
Oh, my God.
You just got to help us solve arguably Australia's biggest debate.
Yeah.
4967-4105. We want to know, onion on top or at the bottom of your sausage sizzle? And we'll get your calls on the air after this. Let's get into our great Australian debate this morning. Of course, if you've been living under a rock, there's some kind of, I think, like election or referendum or maybe it's a plebiscite or something. I don't know. There's some.
The referendum.
We got to go and vote.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to go vote tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone does.
But.
And we will.
The most important part about voting is not actually voting itself. Well, that's pretty important. But the best bits.
Arguably.
After voting, where you get yourself a democracy sausage. And this is the part that really divides Australia. Because right now we're asking on 4967-4105, where do you prefer your onions in your hot dog, your sausage, your democracy sausage? On top or underneath the sausage itself?
Traditionally. Yeah, well, that's...
Oh, that's outrageous. We can't be having that.
No. Now, traditionally, it was on top, but then some bright spark came up with the idea of putting it underneath, and it has reduced spillage by 150%. And that's an official figure that I've just made up.
Darwin's theory of evolution working there in before our very eyes.
Do you want to stay stuck in the past? I like my 40-inch plasma. It looks awesome. Or you can like stay on the old Cubie TVs.
You've got to put the onion on top or it's just going to fall apart.
Well, there we go. If you're Team Kath, that's what you say.
All right, well, let's let Newcastle decide. 4967-4105. Of course, $100 voucher for Singo's up for grabs. Free meat. Ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly special at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. We've got a Rutherford first. Morning, Trish. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, I've always made them with the onion at the bottom.
Yeah, it's
always.
It's a lot easy.
How long have you been doing that, Trish?
Oh, years. I've got 4 grandkids now. Three grandkids.
Yeah.
Or one of them can't eat it because they're only 3 weeks old. But
Now, Trish.
Seems relevant.
Trish, have you been doing it since, like, before it was done at Bunnings? Is it possible? Yeah. It's possible that Trish in Rutherford, you actually invented putting the onion underneath.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have invented it.
Okay. I was trying to give you some credit.
So humble, Trish.
Yeah, saying you haven't invented it. I was saying you have.
All right, let's know.
The Einstein of Rutherford.
Let's go next to East Maitland. Morning, Chloe. This debate not only dividing Australia, but dividing your car at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We're in the car driving, and Hobby and I are different opinions.
All right, so what's going on? Tell us who's on what side?
Well, I don't think it's up for debate. I think it should be onion first, then sausage, then sauce. But Hobby, he says that you don't even need the onion at all.
Oh, so Chloe, When are you filing for divorce? When's that happening? When's this all going on?
Driving right now, I'd probably kick him out the car.
Yeah, on the way to the courts right now, in fact, to sort out that divorce. And that makes total sense. I would get rid of him as well. That makes total sense. Yeah. Men are awful, aren't they?
Let's call
the lawyer. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But now,
hey, Chloe, just without telling us who you're voting for, are you voting differently in this election as well?
Oh,
that really would be a deal breaker, I'm sure.
Let's.
I know.
Smart. Let's not get political here. Yeah. But what we can all agree on is how good's free meat.
Oh, it's unreal, isn't it? $100 thanks to Singos.
Let's award it to Chloe. How about
they're
going
to need it. Maybe a bonding barbecue to flesh out their relationship.
That's all yours.
The kinks. Congratulations. All yours, Chloe.
Thank you.
There we go. Simple as that. Look at us solving problems. By that, I mean none of them.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
And we move into round ball football fever, I suppose, after the success of the Knights last year. And I mean, our ladies taking out the grand final.
Yes.
The A-League and A-League women's seasons are about to start. The men, they've got to wait till next weekend. But if you can't wait till then, make sure you have a trip down the M1 because the ladies are launching the A-League women's campaign in an F3 derby against the Central Coast Mariners in Gosford. So, so exciting, right? So it's the first game of the season. They're launching the new season. And to launch it, they've got themselves a new F3 derby trophy.
Oh,
nice.
What's that look like?
Well, are you guys aware of what the F3 trophy looks like in the men's competition?
No.
It's a slab of concrete. From the old F3 motorway, right? Literally, right. It's like, yeah, anyway.
It's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Right. So, I've been promised that this new trophy is going to rival that, and they have not disappointed because it is a piece of guardrail from the M1 motorway.
Oh, absolutely superb. And you know what? With trophies like that, no wonder it's going to be one of the best seasons ever. All I'm going to say.
Yeah, but make sure you get the train or a commute down carpool. Get yourself to Gosford.
It's only an hour.
Yeah, well, that's it. Not far for an away day. And you get all the atmosphere. You get to go there to the pub beforehand with all the other Jets fans.
It's going
to
be cracking.
And launch the new season tomorrow afternoon.
Indeed.
And Newcastle Jets tickets is one of the things that's in the ticket picker box. But it's the last day that you can play new FM ticket pickups. Oh,
so you could win some today just after 8 o'clock with us. Up next, though, Stephen, a very special treat for you.
Okay.
Big treat, because they're saying they have video footage of Bigfoot.
About time. It's only a matter of time.
All of this revealed and to play for up next. Stephen's favourite fake character.
No.
Chat more about it next here on UFM. Lovely spring day today. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Nice and sunny here at UFM.
Big dramas on the roads this morning. The New England Highway is closed in both directions. Near the old New England Highway at Ravensworth is big diversions in place. Please allow lots of extra travel time. We'll update traffic for you shortly.
Indeed. Now, though, to more important news because let's see if this will work. No, it's not working. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Stephen, I don't know if you're aware of this, and I direct this directly at you, Stephen, because I do know you think you know about Bigfoot. Well, there's this new video that's been released.
Yep.
That appears to be a Bigfoot-type creature out and about in the forest in America.
No appears to be about it. Of course I've seen this. I've got, like, alerts on my phone for Bigfoot sightings. And this is, I feel like neither of you could argue, is irrefutable evidence.
Now, I can argue.
Have you seen this, Kath? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's just a hunter in camo gear and a very blurry kind of CCTV type footage.
On that point, why is it, and maybe you know the answer to this, Kath, whenever Bigfoot's filmed, it's always very grainy, the footage.
Because Bigfoot's not real?
Accusations.
My mate's got a ring camera, right, on his front door, and you can see every blade of grass. Like, surely somebody's filmed Bigfoot in better definition.
Here is a question. I feel like you can see it pretty clear. This is, like, the clearest footage we've ever had of Bigfoot. It is irrefutable. And here's a question, Ari, your hunter, theory, a hunter in camo. Why is there a hunter sitting facing a train track? Because this footage is taken on a train. What, wouldn't you be like out in like, you know, like dense trees and shrubland and stuff like that? He's sitting next to a, like a train track in this remote area of America.
That is a good question.
It's a very good question, but I don't know what he's hunting.
Well, it's not the train. I'll tell you that for free.
No.
It's because he's not hunting. It's Bigfoot.
Maybe he's a sniper and he's practicing. He's definitely in camo of some kind.
Well, no, that's his fur, I think you'll believe. And he is Bigfoot. That's his name.
Now, of course, this is the sort of debate that's been raging around the internet because this footage, as we said before, is clearer than before. But I'm still on the side of Kath here and saying, it looks a bit Hunter-esque. Is there any other arguments you want to use in closing, Stephen?
What do you mean? I've told you. Why is he hunting at a train track? If you want to have a look at this footage yourself, yeah. I mean, you've got Google. You know how to use it. Google sure. Bigfoot. Click news. Yeah. I'm sure the first article will have
be this footage. And I will say it is the clearest I've seen so far. Of a hunter.
Not of a hunter. This is outrageous. You guys will be so sorry when, you know, Bigfoot really makes himself known.
Yeah.
And, you know, starts causing kind of havoc. He'll go, oh, you're the guy who always believed, always stood up for me. You spare me. You guys will be in all kinds of trouble.
I'll take that risk, I reckon. Stunning sunny day today. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. As you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
All right, boys, have you heard of the bald Archies?
No, I have not.
Hard admit I have, if I'm honest.
Ah, yeah, you uncultured git.
All right.
Okay, have you heard of the Archibald?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I have heard of this.
So there's a better one, right? It's a funny Archibald's, and it's called the Bald Archies. And believe it or not, Maitland's own James Brennan has taken this thing out 4 years and got two finalists this year.
Fourth, that's pretty impressive.
Even more impressive, we've got him on the phone. Good morning, James. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'm going well, thanks.
How did you get into the Bald Archies, mate?
Oh, geez. It started probably back in 2003, I think it was. I saw it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Travelled down with my wife. She was my fiancée at the time. I went down to Sydney and checked it out there. Just thought, geez, I just want to be a part of that and have a go. And, yeah, just ended the next year. So I've been in it since 2004. But,
nice.
Yeah, I was just a big fan of that sort of art and caricatures and, you know, bit of comedy.
Yeah, I'm thinning on top now towards baldness. Do you have to be bald to enter the competition?
No, well, I'm not bald at the moment.
Oh, so,
touch wood.
Yeah, you don't need that prerequisite, thankfully.
Oof, that is lucky.
Is this your day job?
No.
It's your side hustle?
It is a side hustle, yeah. I work at in the railways with New South Wales Trains, so just if I get a chance at night and the when I get home from work, I'll do a bit of painting on the side.
So have you always been into that caricature style of art? Have you always, like, did you do it through school? Were you ever down at the beach charging, I don't know, $20 for a funny caricature? Is that, have you always grown up doing this kind of artwork?
I pretty much have, yeah. I used to, as a kid, love Foot Rock Flats and Mad Magazine and, yep. You know, the artists from there, and they did that satirical art or caricatures, and so I just love that, and I used to try and emulate them.
Awesome. So tell us about the two artworks that you've got in this year's show.
So I've got one of Anthony Albanese as Rupert the Bunny, the Rabbitohs mascot. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's in the mascot's outfit, but he's got the, I guess, the head of the rabbit off and showing Anthony's face to the world, and he's sort of like a Batman scenario. So instead of Batman, he's Rabbitoh Man.
Right, okay. That's a bit of fun. That's a bit of fun.
And the other one is King Charles and Dame Edna, the late Dame Edna. And they're sort of, it's the 100th anniversary of Vegemite this year, and they're celebrating that. And King Charles has got Vegemite all over his teeth. He's missing a few teeth. He's eating it out of the jar, and Dame Edna's cringing and sort of a bit shocked by the king's behaviour.
Awesome.
That's a lot of fun. Do you have to? Because obviously in this style of art, often you accentuate certain features of your subject. Do you ever have to, like, reach out to them and be like, look, I'm going to make your ears pretty big. Are you okay with this? Or do you just you draw first and then ask questions later?
Draw first and ask questions later. The best way there. because you might get a refusal or something like that otherwise. But yeah, just go for it, and if they complain, oh well, that's the way it goes.
Rebel without a cause you are, just slinging that paintbrush around. Unbelievable.
All right, James, thank you so much for talking to us, and we look forward to looking at your artwork. They will be on exhibition at Ridges Newcastle from today, October 13, until November 12.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, and team, some bittersweet news for your Feel Good Friday, because today is the final day of New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
It's sad but happy.
We're sad to see it go, but also there are still plenty of chances to win heaps of prizes today, right throughout the day. Your next chance is with us. 8 o'clock sharp this morning. Be there or be square.
Yeah, or miss out.
And a little bit of a PSA for you this morning. Of course, it's referendum day tomorrow. Make sure you go and vote. You can even go to vote today if you're going to be busy tomorrow. But make sure that you don't wear any of your yes or no campaign T-shirts if that's what you're into. So people who work on political campaigns all the time know this, but it's actually a rule. You can't go into an election booth wearing any kind of campaigning material about what's being voted on, right?
So they won't let you in.
They physically will not allow you into the booth if you're wearing a yes T-shirt or even a badge or a hat or anything. Or a no campaign, doesn't matter what it is. If it's yes or no, they won't let you in.
It's a no.
What about a Nike shirt with a big tick on it?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That's allowed in.
Okay. Right. What about no shirt?
I think that would depend on the individual booth.
Okay, there we go. We're all learning here this morning. This is what it's all about. Life's a learning journey. We are both what, Stephen?
Entertaining and educational.
7:42, you're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. And boy, oh boy, there is a big debate brewing in a school in Melbourne. This could be coming to Newcastle, so get ready, everyone.
Yeah.
This school in Melbourne, they're banning, outright banning, the mullet. So if your
outrage.
Yeah, if your kid comes in with a mullet, they'll snip it off on the spot.
They're right, not, man. Are they?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how the enforcement works. Probably send you home, right? They send you home. Your kid can't come into school. And you know what?
No.
You know what? This might sound controversial, right? Just a little bit. But I think I'm behind this because mullets are a bit of a... There's a couple of reasons that come to mind, right? The first one for me is there a safety issue, right? Because if you're skateboarding and that mullet, like, swings down, it could get caught in skateboard wheels and you're in all sorts of
trouble. How long do you think this mullet is?
Well, I don't know. There's nothing talking about the length of it here. Also, if you're in class, right, there's a chance it could block your view. What if I want to see the board? Like, I'm a kid at the back and little Dave is in front, or Daryl is in front of me, and I can't see the board properly because of the mullet.
So it seems your problem is with long hair in general rather than just the mullet.
No, mullets are more, like, because they've got, like, what I call the shower curtain effect, right? They're more blocking in view, like a shower curtain, than other long hair.
What about, like, a skullet then?
Could be okay.
Yeah, okay.
It could be okay. But mullets, you know what? Mullets have been going on long enough. Time to go. I'm for it. I reckon I'm for it.
You know what? I feel like the trend in mullets is only getting, like, more and more, I guess, profound. More and more kids are rocking the mullet these days. I don't think it's going to dip. I think, in fact, the trend is going to continue in an upwards trajectory.
Yeah, right. What are your thoughts, Kath? Do you reckon it's good to ban the mullet? Finally, a bit of common sense, yeah?
Look, I always kind of defer, particularly with private schools, to have the right to have, you know, whatever rules they want to have, right?
So you're in
what
the middle.
What about their human rights?
Yeah, well, this is where it gets interesting, right? If you identify as Eshe and your chosen hairstyle for your culture is mullet, then that should be okay. The other one that they've tried to, this school has tried to put on the list of what they call excessive hairstyles, which, you know, is just a ridiculous phrase, is dreadlocks. And, of course, that raises all kinds of...
Well, that could actually be a cultural... Yeah, that could actually be a cultural decision.
That's why I didn't mention it, because I want to stick to mullets here. Because mullets, to me, it's a safety issue.
I think dreadlocks is a step too far, right? But mullets is kind of, you know... Maybe they have a... I don't know. I think we have to ask Newcastle.
All right. That's the only way to do it. 4967-4105 against safety and reckon that...
That's outrageous. You can't frame it like that.
Mullet should stay, right? Or you think they should go? Do you think mullet should be banned in schools, basically, is the question we're asking here. Of course, we've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs for the best callers on air today.
Price of fuel through the roof as well.
Absolutely.
You want to get your hand on these fuel cards.
For free. $300 worth of petrol. Right or wrong, banning the mullet in schools here in Newcastle. Get your calls on the air next to the world of should mullets be banned in schools.
Outrageous.
There's one school in Melbourne that's doing it. And I actually see, you know, some of the sense behind it. First of all, you got the safety issue. If hair's really that long at the back, you can get stuck in, like, skateboard wheels, like scooter wheels, that sort of thing. Could be tripping people up. Also, when you're in class, you can't see to the front of the class. Mullet hair's there. Also, it's the only hairstyle that can be confused with a fish. Right? So if you're describing, oh, I've got a mullet, and you're like, what, do you have a fish or do you have a hairstyle? Everyone's confused.
Or do you
I'm
have
confused.
A hammer?
But, well, that, no, I think that's a mallet, isn't it? Oh. Yeah, it is.
Are you done ranting?
Well,
this is outrageous.
You say outrageous, I say logical.
All right, well, 4967-4105, we're going to let Newcastle decide. Of course, $100 fuel cards up for grabs this morning. We need to know, are you going to ban the mullets in school? We go to Hamilton first. Morning, Lindsay, what are your thoughts?
Ban the mullet.
Yeah, thank you.
Why? For what reason?
I won't let my sons have mullets because they look shocking and they're going to thank me in 20 years when they get their school photos back.
Yeah, absolutely right.
But that's part of being a kid, is making mistakes. And then you learn what looks good, you know, what doesn't, you know.
Or you listen to your parents because sometimes they've got good advice. And you know what? I think parents are smart. That's just one of the things I think.
Right, okay, brilliant. Let's go next to Taro. Josh, weigh in, mate. What are your thoughts?
I wouldn't say ban it as such, but it's more of a very cringy style.
No.
Yeah, exactly cringy, right. Yeah.
Cringy, maybe. Criminal, not. You can't ban it.
Well, Josh is saying maybe is what he's saying, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm studying barbering at the moment, and I'm actually on my way to TAFE as we speak, and it's an unfortunate upward trend.
It certainly is.
I've been working on mine for ages. I've been slowly making it more and more mullety so my mum doesn't notice.
And here I've been thinking the whole time you own a fish. See? Confusing. Very confusing.
Stupid. All right, let's go next to Madawi. Summer, what are your thoughts on this one?
I think no way. I think you should be able to have a mullet. We don't tell girls to cut their hair, so why do boys have to cut their hair?
Exactly, and common sense. You know, if you tried to tell a girl that she had to or couldn't have a particular cut, it would be the most popular cut in school in lightning fast fashion.
I say embrace the mullet.
All right, there we go. So we had three calls there, right?
Yeah, all of them for mullet, I think.
No, it wasn't. The first two were against it. 66% of Newcastle. Well, I say yes, but they said no.
Actually, that aligns with what's on the socials. So we put this up on both Facebook and Insta, and both of them coming back at about three quarters say, yeah.
Ban the mullet.
No.
Ban the mullet.
Oh, this is outrageous. Free the mullet 2023. That's what I'm campaigning for.
What will it be? Box 1, 2, or 3. This is New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
And it was nice seeing Dave in here earlier. He's been our courier for the last few weeks, dropping off the boxes each morning.
I'm going to miss you.
I know. We said our farewell, though, and yeah, it was a little emotional. But it's your last chance with us to play Ticket Picker Box, which is fantastic. Call now, 4967-4105, if you want to crack at this. If you've never heard how it works, we've got the three boxes in here from Dave the Courier, and then you pick 1, 2, or 3. We open it up, and whatever's in there, that's the prize you get. And there's so many tickets and stuff, you're guaranteed to be a winner if you're local.
Well, that's it. Guaranteed a prize if you get through. And the prizes are, you know, it's not like a little consolation prize.
Nah.
You get some good stuff in there. Sir Paul McCartney's in there, the Corrs, tickets to Jets games, Gold Class at the cinemas. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you want to get your greasy little winning mitts on for your feel-good Friday.
That can be all right.
For the very last time we do ticket picker box, do you want box one, two, or three to hold on to?
Oh, no, box one. I've had box one the whole time.
Box one? Yeah, yeah, I want to stick with box two.
All right, well, then I'd stick with box number three. Let's
You've
do it.
You've got no choice.
All right, 4967 4105. Call now. We play New FM's ticket picker box on the other side of this.
22, the expected top for today. Mostly sunny, 15 degrees now in Belmont here on New FM.
And what's the goss up next with producer Stephen Chippy Frappell? I could never fill his shoes. I'm not going to try. But we've got an update on the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith situation. Apparently, look, it is messy. So it involves Chris Rock once again and him getting his nose where maybe it shouldn't have been.
Oh, now, though.
This is 105.3 UFM's Ticket Picker Box.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we have three boxes in the studio delivered to us each day. You just have to pick box one, two, or three. Whichever box you pick, that is the prize that you get. So many tickets, experiences, so many awesome things already given away. It's Paul McCartney tickets, Coors tickets, Head and Greeter drive-in tickets, tickets galore. And now it's time to meet our contestant for today.
Yeah, we go to Argington. Morning, Michelle. Happy Friday. How's things?
Yeah, good.
We got much planned for your weekend?
I'll probably see the grandkids.
Ah, you look after them. You're doing God's work, you are, Michelle. Well, do you understand how New FM's ticket picker box works?
Yeah, I just got to think about it and then just pick, don't I?
Yeah, it is pretty complicated, but I think you're across. I think you've got the nuts and bolts of it down pat.
All right, so I'm going to fire off the thinking music, and that's when you think, okay? You ready to think?
Yes.
Start thinking now.
I think Michelle started thinking early. I think she jumped the gun.
Oh, that's her error. You know, not everyone can get it right, but that's okay. Thinking time is up. Got to press you for an answer here. You want box one, two, or three, Michelle?
Three.
Everybody likes box number three.
Yeah, they do.
I have the best prizes. Michelle, you have won a double pass to the cause at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on Tuesday, the 31st of October. You can get your tickets now from Ticket Deck.
Oh, well, that's great.
Fantastic. Enjoy that. Are you a big fan of the cause?
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Yeah, forgiven, not forgotten and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you're a big fan. Of course you are.
Ah, see what you did
I'll
there.
I'll save yourself out.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, what's the guys? Not too far off here at New FM.
What's the goss? New FM.
All right, producer Stephen Chippy Frappell Jones, what have you got for us?
I've never had bigger imposter syndrome than right now. I could just never fill his shoes. Of course, Scott is away for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try and do my best. And in honour of him, I guess, we're going to continue from a story that he brought up yesterday.
Yeah.
So if those might remember, he brought up a story about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Of course, there was that whole drama around the slapgate at the Oscars, and he revealed yesterday that the couple have secretly been split since 2016. So what's that, like 7 years? Mm. They've been living completely separately, separate lives, which, you know, was a big, I guess, surprise to the general public, but apparently is one of Hollywood's worst-kept secrets.
Really? So everyone knows it, well, and it's not letting us know?
Well, a lot of the A-listers knew, and they did well to not slip up for 7 years, I suppose, but one person who definitely did know was Chris Rock, which adds a bit of, I guess, drama and a bit of context to this slap situation. Because obviously, I guess, him making jokes, Will's like, oh, he knows that we're split up, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But also, Jada Pinkett Smith has teased in her upcoming Teller interview that Chris Rock asked her out after finding out that her and Will Smith had separated.
What, back in the day or post Slapgate?
Before Slapgate, pre Slapgate.
See, now that, I guess, like you said, provides context because, you know, they might have, we don't know what the situation was behind, if they did date even, maybe.
Maybe they did. Not that there's any ever excuse for violence.
No.
I was about to say, we would never condone those actions.
No,
but
no one should be slapped on in any way, shape or form. I think it's all wrong.
The bit about this that doesn't make any sense to me is why would, like, because there was all of these rumours about Jada, you know, cheating on Will and all the rest of it, and that went on for ages and ages and ages. Why would you want everybody to think that you were cheating on your husband rather than just coming out and saying, yeah, we split up? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this a bit of, you know, kind of remaking history or rewriting history because
you reckon?
Maybe.
She wants to put some distance between her and Slapgate.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just real weird, which is what I'm leaning into. Okay. As a couple, to me, that always seemed weird.
Well, that was the thing as well. And like we said, we don't condone the violence.
No.
At the time, everyone was like, man, that's such a random outburst. Random, that's a man who's been pushed to the edge and has just snapped. He's had, like, a mental breakdown. I guess there's more context now behind why he perhaps had that mental breakdown.
Definitely.
And lashed out. Yeah, crazy. Wild story, and obviously we'll bring you more updates as it progresses. In more drama as well, and I've never thought I'd say this, drama in the Irwin family.
No.
Shock.
Unbelievable. Basically the most nuclear family in Australia, you know. They're put on that pedestal, and they always seem to present to the media so well, and they always have such a squeaky clean image.
Such good matching shorts.
Yeah. Khaki. They've got, they're all together, you know. Yeah. They're a bonded family unit. But apparently behind closed doors, there is a bit of drama around Bindi Irwin and Robert Irwin's new partner, Rory Buckley.
Okay.
So, apparently Bindi does not get along with Rory at all.
Spicy.
Fighting behind the scenes, and now they've, you know, both come out and posted positive messages about each other on Instagram.
Well, that's cover, fake, isn't it? Definitely.
Yeah, media have got a hold of it, and they've gone, oh no, a squeaky clean image. How do we fix this? And they've quickly, you know, they've break glass in case of emergency. They've put out the emergency post on all the socials. That is so interesting to me, because you never hear any drama about that family.
It's good
to know they're human.
That's
sometimes you just think they're computers.
Well, that's a lot of people have said, are they actually robots?
It wouldn't surprise me. They just, I don't know, they
that's
always just seem so perfect. It's nice to know. This humanizes them more for me. I like the Irwin family more after hearing this, I think.
I'm glad we know more about that now.
Oh, looking forward to tomorrow. No, next week.
Yeah, you can come in tomorrow if you want. I'm coming in Monday.
I will be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Next week's update on What's the Gossip. Are you going to do it for the whole 2 weeks?
Well, I guess I can. I enjoyed that today.
I think you're doing a very good job. All the Chippy would be proud.
He most certainly would. Let's get some real news up next here on New FM. Damn!
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And for a feel-good Friday, there's nothing better than a happy love romance.
I feel all warm and fuzzy.
So
that's
as
what we're
you
after.
Boys know, I play a ridiculous amount of Fortnite, and I have a lot of friends on Fortnite. Two of my Fortnite friends have announced they're getting married.
Really? What's they met on the game?
They met on the game. Yep.
Wow.
Have they ever met in person?
Yeah, of
course. Oh, okay.
They have now.
So I'll tell you the story of Katie and Adam. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
So they met playing Fortnite, Battle Royale, of course. About 4 years ago. They met in person about 3 years ago. They moved in with each other 3 months later. They had a baby.
Wow.
Last year, and they are now officially getting married. And it is not the first Fortnite wedding I know of,
what?
But it is the first one that I've been invited to, and they're going to apparently do a whole Fortnite theme down at the llamas, you know, being the centerpieces on the table, the whole shebang.
So
Fortnite-themed wedding.
Yes, a Fortnite-themed wedding.
In the spirit of how they met, I suppose. What brought them together.
Lovely, isn't it?
Exactly. And I thought it was just lovely. And it got me thinking about all the different ways that people meet now, right?
Mm.
Because it used to be that you had to get introduced, you know,
to
by
a friend's friend
or sibling,
something.
Usually.
Yeah.
Well, in my case, I had two brothers, right? They were a ready source of available men.
I'm sure they loved that.
No, actually, my little brother in particular really hated it. But, you know, it's all about the apps now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually really like this thing that you could still meet randomly, even in this modern hyper-connected thing, whether it's through gaming or perhaps through a Facebook group or something rather than going on an app.
Yeah. We're in where perhaps you're not looking for love, but love finds you.
I think they're always the nicest stories. So we want to hear this morning, where did you meet your partner? Now, it might have been ages ago. It might have been through an app. But tell us the story of how you met for a feel-good Friday, 4967-4105.
And, of course, if you just share your story of love on this feel-good Friday, $100 free fuel cards up for grabs. And that is the greatest love story of all time, a free fuel card, right? Especially with the price of petrol at the moment. moment.
Yeah, you'll be kissing that one goodnight tonight, won't you? 4967 4105 is that magic number. Let's feel warm and fuzzy for your Feel Good Friday. Let's do it together.
We're hearing some warm and fuzzy stories about how you met your partner after two of my friends who met on Fortnite announced they were getting married. And we're going to go straight to the phones. TJ in Baddow Bay, how you doing? What's your story?
Good, thank you. Hi. So I met my husband 27 years ago through something called Intro Line. Most people don't remember that now. It was before we had apps and before we had the internet, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was quite authentic because you actually had to leave messages for each other and talk first.
Yeah, what do you mean? Like a post-it note or something?
No, it was like voicemail messages you left for each other, and then it was like,
pretty
you
much.
Know?
Yep. Yep, and we met and we got engaged a week later, and everyone said I was after his money, but 25 years together, 25 years later, we're still married.
So you're still after his money. Is that what you're saying, TJ?
He stung you with a big prenup.
I've been looking for it for the whole 25 years and I still can't find it.
You must have very, very deep pockets. You'll find it soon, TJ. Don't you worry about that.
Keep hunting.
All right, we'll go to Merriweather next. Morning, Angela. What's your story?
Hi, guys. My story is that I met my husband at salsa dancing at Wheeler Place in at Newcastle about 20 years ago.
Lovely.
It was awesome. They were just free events that they had every Friday night. And they were all different events like salsa dancing or rock and roll dancing. So, yeah, my husband asked me to dance. And 20 years later, we've got two children and, yeah, living a great life.
Love it. Fantastic.
And also, when you're going for the first dance at the wedding, like, that's so easy because you're already trained up.
Yeah, it was really easy for me because with salsa dancing, you just let your partner lead if you're the female.
you didn't have to do anything.
Pressure on him.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's what a lovely story.
I just love and so much.
And such a good local one to Wheeler Place of all places.
Still in Merriweather as well. I assume like they're probably living in Merriweather all that time ago. Wheeler
Indeed.
Place so close.
Next to Abermain, Paula, what's your story?
Me and my partner been in high school, and then we lost touch for like 20 years and met back up via Facebook, and he moved down and moved back in with me. We've been together now for 8 years.
Oh, wonderful.
How good's that? Because that's like an old school meeting plus a modern meeting combined into one.
Exactly.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, I just love. I feel so good
do
now.
Do you feel warm and fuzzy for your Feel Good Friday now?
Oh, I most certainly do. I'm glad we've done this because I just feel better. I feel better about life.
All right, one more, because we're in such a good mood. In Fletcher, Kira, what's your story?
Hi, guys. I met my husband in my friend's kitchen. I'd actually stopped looking at the time for love, as it were. And we'd been going to the same parties for years. He was my older, my brother's older friend.
Mm-hmm.
And his line, and we still joke. Exactly. And we still joke about it now. He walks up to me in the kitchen and goes, "Kira, right?" I was like, "Who are you? I have no idea who you are." We spent the next couple of hours talking. We swapped MySpaces. That's how long ago it was. 2 weeks later, we started dating, and 12 years later, we're still married. So, kitchen's a good place to meet people.
There we go.
Thank you so much, Kira.
And they say a way to a man's heart is, you know, through food. So in the kitchen, you could do both.
What better place?
You can go to the fridge, get a feed, and find love. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Thanks also to everyone who shared their stories online. You can still go and post your story if you want to add to this conversation. Just go to the Facebook page, search up UFM 105.3, and you'll see it.
I'll be reading it after this. Definitely. Feel warm and fuzzy for me, Feel Good Friday.
Happy you are. I love that. New FM. Lovely sunny day today, tops of 22, and tomorrow as well, 28th the high, sunny, and Sunday, 24, sunny as well. Awesome weekend here at New FM.
Grandma's just in a good mood. It's Feel Good Friday. We're up and about.
That's the Rath Luba
voice. I don't know, we're feeling
rubbing
fancy.
Off on, yeah, so, sometimes you can do that. Even if you're not from, like, a fancy suburb like Rath Luba, you can just, like, have a little fancy moment in your life.
Well, they say, fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do.
Put a bit of camembert on your biscuit.
Camembert indeed. Well, someone is going to be richer across Newcastle and the Hunter. $100 fuel card to give away today for your Feel Good Friday. Caller of the day, TJ in Baddow Bay.
Yes!
Congratulations. Your love story made us, you know, I guess, warm believe in love again.
Here you go, TJ. Have one of these.
And of course, you can keep the stories coming on the New FM Facebook page because I am reading them and they're slowly restoring my faith in humanity. So keep them coming for a Feel Good Friday. They're making me feel good.
Look at that little twinkle in Stephen's eye. Da-ding!
And if you want to keep winning, stay listening throughout the day. You've got Ticket Picker Box playing all day with JT, who's filling in for Scotty. Oh. And Joel has a 60-minute experience in the golf simulator at Rippit to give it away this afternoon on your only 100% live and local way to get home right here on New FM.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
See
Remember
you
to vote tomorrow. Yes. I don't care who you vote for. You got to do it. And then get your democracy sausage. Get that India.
The
Happy
most
Friday.
Important part. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
See you then.